While a lot of sports start their seasons in early September, roller derby is crowning a champion. The Women's Flat Track Roller Derby Association is holding a branch of their international competition in Fort Wayne. And for the first time in the group's seven-year history, Bloomington's Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls will be participating. Annie Corrigan reports that these playoffs will be the last time a number of skaters lace up for a bout with the Bloomington team. She visited the Roller Girls practice facility on Bloomington's west side.
You'd drive right past Cardiac Arena unless you knew it was there. It's the last warehouse unit in the strip on Curry Pike, and the only one with dozens of cars parked by it. Inside, I stick out like a sore thumb. Everyone's wearing a black or white Bleeding Heartland Roller Girl jersey with their derby nickname on the back. I'm not at eye level with anyone thanks to the several inches of height their skates add. Three skaters kindly slow their roll so I can keep up.
My derby name is Pele's Melee.
Doc Doc Noose.
And Bobby McGuillotine.
This is their first practice back after having taken a break during the month of July. They have 4 weeks until playoffs.
We say we took a month off, but it was just off of scheduled practices. We've been doing CrossFit and ballet and all these other things, just trying to kind of make us more well-rounded athletes.
That's right, she said ballet.
You gotta have balance. You gotta have balance.
I'll go get the cone set up for the first group. How can we number up?
I am laying out cones for people to do plié rolls around.
Plié?
Plié, yes. It's like the ballet maneuver.
Shock and Roll is running practice tonight. She's divvied up the skaters into three groups for drills.
The purpose here is dealing with a really small space, and so that you'll often see jammers pull this move off to get their last point. They'll be slipping through that narrow space by making themselves essentially half as wide by going like this instead of skating forward. All right.
Awesome.
The Flatliners are representing Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls at the Women's Flat Track Derby Association playoffs this year, their first time making it to the international championships. They finished the regular season ranked 35th in the world, and the top 40 teams were included in the Division I playoffs. Pele's Melee is one of the captains.
This is a huge deal. I've been describing it as sort of the culmination of my derby career. I mean, this is the huge payoff. This is everything that we've been working for 6-7 years.
Bloomington is the smallest city represented at the championships. In true David versus Goliath fashion, BHRG will be joined in the Fort Wayne bracket by teams from Denver, Montreal, London, and St. Louis.
You know, little old Bloomington, you know, we've made quite a statement in the Women's Flat Track Derby Association.
We are probably one of the most successful teams for our population base in the sport. We're very proud of that.
Boy Casey is the head bench coach for the Code Blue Assassins, Bleeding Heartland's B team. He explains that prior to this season, rankings were determined by a vote, which put lesser-known teams at a disadvantage. This season, roller derby's governing body unveiled a new ranking system that uses an algorithm.
And you get a rating from that bout based on your current ranking, the ranking of your opponent, and the ratio of your score. So the strength of win is far more important than just getting the W.
This new system worked in the Flatliners' favor, specifically in a bout against one of the teams they could face at playoffs.
Arch rival, the team out of St. Louis. They were ranked at the time, I believe, 13 worldwide. And we were ranked 40-ish at the time. The final score was 251 to, I think, 192?
Close. It was 251 for arch rival, 189 for Bleeding Heartland. Despite the 60-point loss, BHRG actually improved their ranking. The Skaners point to bouts like this as reason why they're confident they'll perform well at playoffs. But Bobby McGuillotine says she still feels the weight of the moment.
I've done this thing where I count down the days and then contemplate getting six. I'm like, there's so much pressure to bring home a win, to bring home something that, a legacy, if you will.
A total of 8 or 9 skaters will be retiring after playoffs, including Pele's Melee, who's been with the team almost since its inception. Bobby McGuillotine finished her history degree from Indiana University this year, and she'll be moving to Guatemala to volunteer for the Peace Corps. Will she be bringing her skates with her? Absolutely.
We'll see how that works on the volcanoes and mountains, but it's worth a try, I guess.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
The Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls will play their first bout at playoffs on Friday, September 6th at 10 a.m. in Fort Wayne. Later in September, Annie Corrigan will bring us a report on how the team performs and what the experience was like for the skaters.